shock, a blessing in disguise. How sudden upheavals reshape human destiny. History shows that some of the greatest transformations in human life begin not with comfort, but with shock. A sudden jolt has the power to awaken a person from moral sleep and redirect the course of an entire life. One striking example of this truth is found in the life of Alfred Nobel. Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite, built an enormous fortune through the arms industry. By the late 19th century, he had established around 90 armament factories and was known primarily for inventions that enhanced the efficiency of warfare. Then, in 1888, an unexpected incident shook him deeply. When his brother died, several newspapers mistakenly published Alfred Nobel's obituary. One French newspaper bluntly declared, "The merchant of death is dead." It went on to describe him as a man who had become rich by discovering ways to kill more people faster than ever before. Reading this assessment of his own life came as a severe shock to Nobel. For the first time, he was confronted with how history might remember him. That moment of painful self-recognition became a turning point. Instead of reacting with anger or denial, Nobel responded with reflection. In 1895, he signed his will, setting aside most of his wealth to establish the Nobel Prizes, including the Nobel Peace Prize. Through this decision, a man once associated with destruction became a symbol of human progress. Shock, in this sense, is a powerful educator. It triggers intense inner reflection and forces a reassessment of priorities. When a person learns from shock, a new mindset emerges. The individual who existed before the shock was shaped by habit and complacency. The individual who emerges afterward is shaped by awareness. Such moments have the capacity to elevate an ordinary person to extraordinary moral stature. Shocks, whether major or minor, are a common feature of life. Almost everyone encounters them. Yet most people experience shock only as a negative event. They react with bitterness, self-pity, or resentment, and in doing so, they miss its hidden message. In reality, shock is not an accident. It is the language through which nature speaks to human beings. If a person resists negativity after a shock, the experience becomes creative rather than destructive. Shock stimulates thought, awakens dormant potential, and compels realism. It brings a person back on track when life has drifted into moral confusion. It forces clarity where there was illusion. Another powerful illustration of this principle is found in the life of Mahatma Gandhi. In 1893, while traveling in South Africa, Gandhi was forcibly thrown out of a first-class railway compartment despite holding a valid ticket. This humiliating and violent act was a profound shock, yet Gandhi did not respond with hatred. Instead, the experience shaped his commitment to nonviolence. What began as personal humiliation became the foundation of a moral movement that transformed history. Life, according to the law of nature, is not a smooth journey. It is a passage through challenges and shocks. Those who seek success and moral growth must learn to treat shocks as stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. When accepted with humility and reflection, shock does not break a person, it rebuilds him at a higher level. If a person resists negativity after a shock, the experience becomes creative rather than destructive. Shock stimulates thought, awakens dormant potential, and compels realism. Overconfidence makes people anticipate the destination without beginning the journey.